Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to hear from singer-songwriter Caroline Rose about the song that got her interested in becoming a musician. But first, it's time for another round of Buried Treasures. We love to do these shows periodically, Jim, because we get to dig deep into our collections of recent music that we love but haven't had a chance to get to on the show as yet, mainly because they're not huge mainstream releases, but each of us love these particular records.
We have always got the antennae up. We are reading from our friends on social media, raving about stuff. We're listening to publicist pitches, and sometimes we're just messing around on the streaming service and following those algorithms, which can be bizarre. The first, though, that I'm going to highlight is a band from Moscow called Lucidvox, and they are just absolutely blowing me away. This was a tip I saw from Tim Sommer on Facebook, a fine rock critic himself, that I've almost forgiven for being the guy who signed Hootie and the Blowfish. In Moscow, these four young women come together, and they are making a sound that has some obvious precedents, krautrock, which is a sound you know I love, Hawkwind, in their folkier, quieter moments, the incredible string band, Pink Floyd, of course, no psychedelic rock band doesn't pay homage to Pink Floyd, but all combined with a uniquely female perspective, a uniquely Russian perspective, as Russian in their way as Pussy Riot, I think, without the over-the-top politics. You know, they are singing about being in this wonderful, strange, sometimes very troubled land. They are drawing on the history of Russian folk music and the music you hear in the Orthodox Church. It is just beyond strange. And on top of all that, Greg, if I can add one more rock critic-y name drop here, there's kind of a post-punk minimalism at times, which is almost like the Raincoats or the Slits. It's just extraordinary. I can't hear enough, and I'm very much looking forward to a new album that's coming out called We Are, but this single is out there already. It is called Runaway by Lucidvox from Moscow on Sound Opinions. That is Runaway by Lucidvox. Don't you love that, Mr. Cott?
I think that's brilliant. I was blown away as well. Very a little gothic, you know, and I like that.
Yeah.
Chamber rock feel, the orchestration, it's very cool. That was quite elaborate. I'm going to go with something a little more stripped down that I've really been loving lately. It's a group called Two. with an EP out called Pull the Knife Out. This is two members of the band Nico Vega from Los Angeles, Asia Volkman and Dan Epand. I hope I didn't butcher those names too much, but I do love their music. Asia is just she's a firecracker in terms of what she brings in terms of vocal range and substance. There's a wide variety of music on this record in terms of approach. There's full-on rockers. They're more stripped-down, atmospheric tracks. I can't wait to see what they do next, but this EP is a very promising start. Here's a track from it called Cage Fighter from 2 on Sound Opinions.
I was in danger Christmas night, and you were a stranger by my side, by my side. I felt the weakness, I put up a fight. I was defeated, and it wasn't quite right. It wasn't quite right. But you didn't hear a word I'd say. But I'm a cage fighter. No, I'm a cage fighter. No, I was the savior. It wasn't right, and your behavior put out the light. Put out the light. When I needed refuge and you needed help, but you never asked me how it all felt, how it all felt. You were busy making plans while I was lying sick in bed. I was begging for a hand, but you didn't hear a word I said.
That is Cage Fighter from a band called 2. The EP is called Pull the Knife Out.
You know, Greg, this young woman, Asia, has an amazingly powerful voice that put together two things in my head when I heard this song. One is Fiona Apple. I mean, the voice is that theatrical, captivating, powerful. And then she does this almost like Arlo Guthrie story song thing in the middle. It's like, wow, those are two artists I would never have thought to put together.
Yeah. As I said, it's almost like multiple voices, you know, that this woman possesses. And it's a pretty intriguing approach.
I'm going to go next to the beautiful small coastal town of Halifax, Nova Scotia, for a recording by John McKeel. He has long been a cult favorite in the indie rock, singer-songwriter, super emotional underground. The new album that he has coming out is called Bobby Joe Hope. And it starts, Greg, in 2015 when he bought himself an old TAC reel-to-reel recorder from a stranger online. And he set it up, and he discovered that one of the 30 tapes that were also in the box contained recordings made by the stranger he bought it from. So this project, Bobby Joe Hope, begins when he chopped all those tapes up into 10-second loops and used them as samples that were the foundation for this weird set of eerie, psychedelic pop songs that are very beautiful on their own. And then you realize all this strangeness. I mean, this is a long-standing technique, right, among psychedelic experimentalists in the studio. It's what the Beatles did for being for the benefit of Mr. Kite on Sgt. Pepper's, right? You chop it up, it sounds too ordinary on its own, and you mix and match, and you get these weird juxtapositions of sound on top of John McKeel's, very beautiful, heartfelt pop songs, folk pop songs that would have been wonderful on their own. He's done several albums since the mid-2000s. This one is really unique. I'm going to play a song called Morning Dove by John McKeon.
I fell asleep in your beautiful dream, one sister to another. Don't ask the moon before you hear it from me. How can you call upon the mother of the sun? I want to hear you speak. I want to only believe. How maybe we're so free, but tell me what you see. Tell me. But in the new you become, in the presence of the one, pale blue refrain, I hear the morning dove. I hear the morning dove. So clear my love. I hear the morning dove. I hear the morning dove.
That was Morning Dove by John McKeel. The name of the album is Bobby Joe Hope. That's the fictional name he gave the mystery artist who sent the tapes along with the TAC recorder.
Had a bit of a Velvet Underground vibe on that song, Mr. DeRogatis. I know why you like them.
Yeah.
And those chords remind me a little bit of Femme Fatale. You know, it was a good promising start there. You know, I'm thinking, okay, I'll listen to this.
I dug it instantly.
I'm going to go to the UK for my next pick, Jim. A band called Porridge Radio. They're out of that Brighton, England DIY scene. A lot of underground bands filtering out from that particular scene. This is one of the very best. Porridge Radio is their name. Led by another huge personality, a singer by the name of Dana Margolin. Brings to mind a singer of the intensity of someone like a PJ Harvey or even a Nick Cave. That intensity, that tormented quality, that dramatic flair in her voice. This is the second album from this band called Every Bad, and here's a track from it called Sweet on Sound Opinions.
My mom says that I look like a nervous wreck because I bite my nails right down to the flesh. Sometimes I am just a child, writing letters to myself, wishing out loud you were dead, and then taking it back. And I used to be ashamed until I learned I love the game, and I slowly move away from everything I knew about me. Gave me this pen, she said it lights up when you press it, and are you still so depressed? And I like it that you need me. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me when you meet me. You might even fall in love. I'm charming, I'm sweet, and she will love me when she meets me. She will love me when she meets me. I am charming, I am sweet. My mom says that I look like a nervous wreck because I bite my nails right down to the flesh. You will like me when you meet me. You will like me when
That is Sweet by Porridge Radio. Greg, I love that instantly. You know, I can see where you're saying Polly Jean Harvey or Nick Cave, because there is that theatrical element there, singing about biting my nails right down to the flesh. But I hear a ferocity in those guitars that is making me feel like, okay, it looks as if we're not going to have another Savages album, but now I don't care. I have Porridge Radio.
All right. I love it.
You know, moving on, Greg, we love to incorporate as many voices on Sound Opinions as possible from fellow fans, listeners, critics, radio DJs. This week, we've invited some guests to share their buried treasures picks. First up, we have Lior Galil, a writer for our local alternative weekly, the Chicago Reader. Let us hear his suggestion.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Greg. This is Lior Galil. My buried treasure pick is Jackie's House by Chicago rapper Joshua Virtue, who is a member and co-founder of Y Records, an underground hip-hop crew and collective.
This is not your Bible on how to die alone, because we ain't really got the time to be switching to Diet Coke. This is Sonic Manual on how to cope, knowing you eating vegan and simultaneously like to smoke.
He is part of two duos. One is called Uta Baby, the other is called Free Snacks, and he also raps as a solo artist. He recorded Jackie's House both as a tribute and fundraiser to his mother, Jackie, to help her get through the pandemic, and released this on Bandcamp. My favorite song on this is called Fenny Face. It's impressionistic, it's diaristic, it's a really complex overview of the kind of deterioration of life in Chicago in these very specific places that Joshua Virtue walks through, and the way that he threads together all these loose ideas of what is happening in his environment really is fascinating and shows a dimension of something that I've had so much trouble being able to engage with and talk about in any other way, in any way other than this is hard. I so frequently turn to music to be able to pontificate about something that I'm struggling to put into words, and this song and this album has really been able to guide me through this challenging, unusual period.
This night your Bible and how to die alone, terrified, trudging barefoot, the final night of Rome, easy, bronchial attack, loud pack, got them wheezing, wine bag like Catalina, hey, whatever gets you through until they nuke ya, WW2 ya, Coretta and Aruga ain't so different when they shoot ya, earbuds drowning out apocalyptic robots, you went from home on a Lincoln Harley school bus, peer review, put a dude coming soon. Strange extremes in the season shine on me, Elohimus. Radiant light, working day and night. Cut the inner space between your dreams and your daily respite. Know I love the cake, you making eyes like you saved me a slice. 9 to 5 is worth this, so we get naked at night. Maybe I'm fine, maybe ain't I. Maybe 6 or 7 feet away and I'm saving your life. Death was in the bedroom looking elephant-like. We had a real slobber knocker, a hell of a fight. Stitch me up, work the needle so delicate. Teach me how to cope, teach me how to die alone. I'll throw a couple balls and 12, we come up in my home. Can you hold me closely till I gotta go? Can you hold me closely till I gotta go? Can you hold me closely till I gotta go? I am not prepared to go.
That is Lior Galil's pick for a buried treasure. It's a song called Fenty Face from Joshua Virtue's new album, Jackie's House. I love the conversational sing-song. There's a warmth in that voice, you know. And he's speaking as a son, a grandson, and a brother, speaking to his family, disconnected by the virus. This album was produced in very recent weeks under those conditions. And you can hear it coming through very strongly in that song. Like, this guy is talking to his family. He's not giving a performance. This is a very intimate sounding song to me.
Yeah, and I love that laid back groove. So thank you, as always, Lior. After a break, Greg and I will continue to dig up some more buried treasures. Plus, we'll have another friend sharing his pick as well. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Got food in the fridge, but you only order.